Guti, no, hay maratas laico. No, que tú que juegas y ponía, acá te paras a conocerte. Y no se conoce te cuál que otra niña está aquí en Jotapchine, ¿no?
That is Ruman Hilary. Speaking in Aymara, he leads a group called Haki Aru, which wants to preserve Aymara, the native language of the group members. For almost 3 years now, they've been trying to save their ancient language from extinction by using modern technology. Various members of Haki Aru, which is Aymara for human language, write stories or translate them for a blog called Global Voices. They've been translating words for the blogging tool WordPress and internet browser Mozilla. 30-year-old Ruben is in charge of updating the Aymara version of Wikipedia, which now has over 2,000 entries.
When the first time we found Wikipedia, we found that one unique place to promote our language, because it's open source, because it's open encyclopedia. Whoever can edit, and so after that could be checked. It's just wonderful.
Ruben and his fellow Haki Aru members speak Aymara among themselves and with their family and friends. Most of them live in El Alto, which grew from a La Paz suburb to a city with 1 million inhabitants within a couple of decades. Many of El Alto's residents are Aymara speakers. However, the language which was spoken in this region even before the Incas ruled here is in need of some new vocabulary, says Ruben, switching from his third language English to his second language Spanish.
Aymara doesn't have a lot of new words. We don't have a word to say reporter. We don't have a word to say many things.
And what about an Aymara word for internet?
It's only recently been created. Many people say pertor, because pertor means that there are many things at the same time. And that word has been adopted. Only when we use our language can we create new words and restore our language.
Bolivia gained its independence from Spain in 1825, but for years kept Spanish as the only official language. Although indigenous languages were stigmatized for a long time, it was not until 1976 that Spanish became the majority language for the first time. Because of improved education, more and more Bolivians became bilingual in Spanish and their native language, of which there are more than 30. Monolingual native speakers, however, are in decline. Historian Herbert Klein writes that in 1950, 664,000 Bolivians spoke only Aymara. In 1976, that number was less than half, and a decade ago, only 263,000 Aymara-only speakers were left in Bolivia. Worse yet for the language, it seems that now also the number of bilinguals is falling, as people are dropping their native language for Spanish. Cochabamba-based blogger Eddie Avila thinks the internet can encourage a new generation of speakers of indigenous languages.
They get people see other people who aren't embarrassed or who are proud to use their mother tongue on websites or on the internet. It can really be a strong motivator to kind of learn or to maintain their language. So I think that's a really hopeful thing. Technology is a way to encourage people to retain their identity and their culture.
This evening, Haki Aru is meeting in a small pastry shop, discussing the progress of various projects. Elias Kispe, 29, has been in touch with Facebook to see if they can create an Aymara version of the popular social networking site.
At the moment, we are working in the translating. I have at least 500 new words translated from English into Aymara. Login, for example. Login is montaña. Logout, Mistsuña. We hope to finish this project in 2 or 3 months. And then we are going to use the Facebook platform in Aymara. That's my dream.
To achieve this dream, the group is facing some challenges. Bolivia's internet connections are amongst the slowest of the hemisphere. So why did Haki Aru decide to use this technology to promote the language?
Actually, this project, in that sense, is a kind of preparing the land for the next generation. When we were students, we used to go to the internet in order to search information in Aymara. And so you can't find anything, any information. It's not written in Aymara. And so now what Haki Aru is doing is Web 2.0 is to make information. That will be a documentation, another way to show the next generation saying, you can go to this link and so you can see what happened in 2009, in 2010, but in your language.
Alongside the Haki Aru project, there have also been political changes. Since 2006, Bolivia's government has been led by its first indigenous president, the Aymara Evo Morales. He has improved the rights of indigenous inhabitants by introducing a new constitution. One of Morales' changes is that public officials now are required to speak at least one native language. Peter Teffer, DW, El Alto.